Previously on Growing Pains.
Mrs. Seaver? Wouldn't you like to put the thrill back into your marriage by touring Europe for just pennies a day?
Mike, the day your dad springs for a trip to Europe is the day pigs fly.
Jason, first class? I had no idea.
No, guys, this isn't your stop. It's mine.
Mike's going to Europe, too?
Do you realize, according to the itinerary, we're not visiting the grave of Van Gogh?
Oh, look, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, honey, I want to go back to Henri's.
Oh, yeah, so do I. Where else can you get such great food at sensible prices?
It's also where you proposed.
Why did you come to Europe?
Well, I figured a place with 68 million women who couldn't understand a word I said couldn't be all bad.
Sus boletos no valen nada, señorita, a no ser que necesiten papel higiénico.
Es hombres, es el presidente, bababu.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, Jason.
We are stranded in Europe. We have a pair of tickets that's good only in Paris in 6 days, a city 500 miles away.
It's appendicitis, but we're taking you to the hospital. Everything's going to be fine.
When my mom finds out that her little boy is in trouble, heck, I can just hear her now.
Breathe, honey, breathe, honey.
Jason, we are not having a baby.
No.
Oh, come on, no one's there. Don't be so dumb.
Dumb?
Hey, look, I'm not the one who blew her whole life savings on this tour. I got it for free.
Amy! Amy, hey! Come on, where are you going?
Paris. How? I'm walking.
White foot?
It's only 500 miles. I've almost got a week. I can do it with a little mountain range here and there.
Oh, oh, fine. Who needs you? You know, you'd only slow me down. And just for the record, I'm sorry I was so nice to you.
I don't need her. I'll be fine. And so what if I don't have a lot of money and things aren't looking so good right now? I talked my way out of tougher jams.
Sir.
See?
Donde está Paris?
France.
Thank you. I am well on my way. Hey, Amy, wait! Wait, look, I can't let you travel alone like this. Hey, wait up, you don't need me.
Show me that smile again. Show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
How long do I have to keep this on?
It's Mississippi River mud, dear. 1 minute to apply, an hour to dry. It'll suck the impurities right out of your skin. By morning, your face will be as soft as Benjamin's behind.
There's a disgusting image.
Oh. Now, you relax on the couch while I go up and warm up the power tweezers.
Yeah. Same time tomorrow night, Stickman. Oh, with my parents gone, I can get away with murder.
What's going on down here? Benjamin, what What are you doing coming in at this hour? You're only 9 years old.
I'm 14, Grandma. Old enough to be drafted.
Oh, well, that's different.
Carol, you've never looked lovelier. Into the chocolate pudding again, I see.
It's Mississippi River Mud.
Boy, you must have really been hungry.
Get off of me! Quiet! If you wake up your grandfather, oh, maybe it's an hour to apply, a minute to dry.
Hey, Carol's turning into stone.
Now, it's nothing to be alarmed about. I'll have it off in a jiffy.
What?
Do you know where your father keeps his chisels?
We're not together.
Thanks for loaning me a toothbrush.
It's not what you think. We slept on park benches last night. Different park benches. Different park. And he didn't borrow my toothbrush, he stole it.
I don't think he speaks English.
Good. None of his business anyway. Un boleto con mi vieja Beloma Stas. Cerca de París. Este es todo el dinero que tengo.
Yeah, two, dos. Me too.
Hey, can I help it if I happen to be going to the same place as you are? Which is?
I could tell you, and you still wouldn't know.
She's always like this. Canadian.
Hey, look, you say you don't need me? Look, you need me just to keep your tickets straight.
Those aren't tickets, that's money.
Oh. Well, then, for that, I keep this in a safe place.
It's my money!
Oh, quite a noof, Doctor.
Ah, no need for the high school French.
How's my wife?
Excellent. And you have a 4,000 gram healthy, happy baby boy.
I don't understand.
Ah, Metric, forgive me. Your son, he weighs 8 pounds.
No, I don't have a baby.
It is bad enough you were not by your wife's side when the child was born. Now you disown her completely?
No, Seaver. My name is Seaver. I brought my wife in here to have her appendix removed.
Oh, sacré bleu, what have we done?
What have you done?
Oh, please, I'm sure it is just a little, mix up in the paperwork. Don't worry, we lose patience all the time.
Pronto, apúrense. Última llamada para subir al autobús.
Hey, look, I don't mean to rush you, but they're reboarding the bus.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Hey, if you're not out here by the count of three, I'm leaving without you. One, two, two and a half, two and three quarters.
Come on, go! Si queréis subir, tenéis que comprar otro boleto.
No, gracias. Hasta luego.
Bueno, muchachos, apriétense sus cinturones de seguridad. Siempre mantengan los brazos, piernas y cabras dentro de la autobús.
What did you say to get us kicked off that bus?
Our tickets only took us this far.
Well, what'd you tell him that for?
I didn't tell him. He told me. Dust. I hate dust.
All right, look. We could buy some more tickets.
We don't have any more money.
Oh, yeah? What do you call this?
That's your canceled ticket.
What are you getting so mad at me for, all right? You know, the only reason we don't have any more money is because I bought us lunch.
You spent $50 on a couple of ding-dongs.
What? Wait, look, is it my fault that they don't put what their money's worth on the money? Hey, look, what are you walking so fast for?
It's 400 miles to Paris.
400 miles? Gramps, we got 4 days. That's, 70 miles a day.
You are such an idiot.
You're right, you're right. Kilometers. We're even closer than we thought.
Monsieur Seaver, you can relax. We straightened out everything.
Certainly hope so.
Well, it is actually quite amusing. You see, the same time that Madame Seaver, your wife, checked into the hospital, another American, Madame Simon, checked in.
How's Maggie?
Who?
My wife, Maggie, how is she?
Oh, she is in surgery. Don't worry about a thing. Voilà, monsieur, votre enfant.
There better be an appendix in here.
Now, just look like you're pregnant.
Perfect.
Hasta aquí llego yo. Mi sobrina se casa hoy.
Why is he stopping?
He doesn't like you either. Kitty, as far as he goes.
Oh, wait. Is he going to leave a pregnant woman out here in the middle of nowhere? That's fine. We'll deliver the baby ourselves.
Muchas gracias, señor. Wait.
A son.
Los americanos.
Oh, you smell that?
Well, pardon me, I've been on the road.
No, not you, something good. Hey, come on, it's over here. A little off to the right. About 100 yards. Three of the basic food groups, I can smell them.
Look, Mike. Oh, the dresses are great. Let's go.
What? Lobster.
Can't be serious.
Ham.
We are not going to crash someone's wedding. I'm not eating this food. Aren't you going to have any clams? No, not that one, the big one.
Hola. ¿Los puedo ayudar en algo?
Let's go, Mike.
Sí. We are American relativos. El cousins of the grumo.
I'm leaving, Mike.
My wife just had a baby.
I did not. I had a knapsack.
How do you say husband in Spanish?
Esposo.
We're with the esposo. Thank you for inviting us to your homo.
El pequeño mentiroso.
Daniel, ¿qué te parece si le estrujamos el cráneo como si fuera un melón?
What's he saying?
They like you.
Okay, well, tell him that the airlines lost our gift.
Disculpe, no tenemos dinero ni tenemos hambre. Somos americanos. Bueno, yo soy americana. Él es canadiense. Por favor.
Está bien. El día de la boda de mi hija no va a haber sangre. Por favor, quédense y coman todo lo que quieran.
What?
They've invited us to stay and eat.
Oh, gracias. ¿Quién lo sabe? Gracias.
Yeah. Oh, I'm crazy, huh? I had that guy wrapped around my finger.
What? Never mind.
Amy, I think we better dance.
Forget it, I don't dance.
You're kidding, why not?
I don't dance, okay?
Why?
I haven't been asked that much. It doesn't matter anyway.
Well, look, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Come on.
Hi.
Right foot first. Bend your elbow.
Thank you.
sleet on the way. A bizarre day weather-wise, as every major European city is overcast and rainy, except for Barcelona, where it's a warm and beautiful 82. Good evening. Tonight's
What'd she say?
She said it's not fair. She hates her life.
You sound like a bunch of gibberish to me.
Same as always.
Her wife is fine. Although she will have to stay here for the rest of the week, she's still in some pain.
But you found the right woman. You got her, I mean, blonde, about this tall, probably very cranky by now.
Oh, that's her, all right.
She's fine? The operation went well?
Oh, yes, yes, it went perfectly. No complications. Without getting too technical...
It's all right. I'm a doctor also.
Oh, I didn't realize this. So you understand about our little screw-up.
No, I don't. No, frankly, I don't. No, I have never seen a hospital run quite this badly. I'd be ashamed to practice in a place like this.
What is your specialty, Dr. Siva?
Psychiatry.
Perhaps you could have talked the appendix out.
Honey, it is you.
Jason, is it a boy or a girl?
Shh, don't let anybody hear you say that. It's an appendix and you're going to be fine.
Oh, yes, I remember. I'm in a hospital.
Yes.
In Paris.
Mm-hmm. And you look, honey, wonderful. I bet even your stitches are cute. Yeah, I was right.
Jason, why did this have to happen now?
Hey, it could have been worse. We could have been parents again. Huh? Long story.
Jason, our anniversary. How long do I have to stay here?
Well, about a week.
We can't have our anniversary dinner at Henri's.
Oh, shh, no, you haven't ruined a thing. Come on, we're together, we're in Paris. Huh? Voila.
Look, I'll tell you what's bothering you. You just can't admit that it was my cunning that got us fed. Hey, you're smiling. See, you do realize how lucky you are to be under my wing.
Yeah, I sure do.
You know, there's a lot of tricks I could teach you. Before you know it, you'd wind up having a good time.
Let's say I'll settle for the best of a bad situation.
Well, for what it's worth, Amy, you're not the dud you think you are. Oh, and I mean that pretty much the way it sounds.
Well, look, I'll handle this one.
Yeah, but you don't speak the language.
Trust me, I don't need a language.
You got the pillow, please.
Oui.
Oh, that's for me.
C'est pour madame.
No, Barbara. I'm here for her sake, so I would like to be sitting instead. Now look what you've done. Excuse-a, va-va-voom. Oh.
Jason, what is going on? It took me nearly 2 hours to go to sleep. So if you're going to insist on staying here...
Honey, honey, no
just...
need for long thank yous. I know what me being here means to you.
Hasta aquí llego yo.
Oh, gracias. Gracias a bunch.
A ustedes.
Where are we?
We're in Paris. Days to spare. Who was the Eiffel Tower?
I don't believe this. You brought us right back where we started.
Oh, no, I didn't. We're miles from where that hotel was where that guy was trying to kill me.
You should have known that any guy whose IQ is less than his waist size is useless.
Oh, I am not useless.
Okay, name one thing, just one thing that you've done right since we got to Spain.
All right, well, unlike you, I did not leave my wallet in that truck. I have it right here.
Would you slow down? Oh, fine. You didn't thank me for the food, so why should you thank me for the wallet?
You didn't get the food. I did. That guy was going to crush your head like a melon.
How can somebody kid themselves like this? Look, would you hold on a second? Look, I can try to get in touch with my parents again.
Come on, Mike. We both know this whole parent thing is just a big joke.
Yeah, I know, but at least they've got money. Yes, I'm calling for Dr. Jason Seaver. What do you mean he's checked out? No forwarding address? Thank you.
On my itinerary right now, I be at this little church in Corbeil. I mean, not that it's any great landmark. My grandparents were married there.
Look, can I buy one of those little coins with the pictures of Elvis on it?
That's King Juan Carlos.
Hey, look, in my book, there's only one king.
Oh, so now you want to borrow my very last pesetas.
Thank you. Gotta find out where they are.
For sale!
Big talk, Grandma. You're bluffing. Hello? Christy Seaver's house? My daddy told me not to accept collect calls.
Christy, it's Mike.
Hi. He said especially not from you.
So what are you going to do, Christy?
I accept the charges.
Is that Mike?
No, it's for me and it's private. Get out!
It is, Mike.
Nice, Carol. You just hung up on Mom and Dad.
What?
Oh, she hung up. Amy, what? Amy? 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 Amy?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains. Like we said before, Carol's timing is still off. As the traveling Seavers return home, she's off to Paris to find them. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, it seems Karen's new boyfriend is a hot topic of debate in the Arnold household.